And of course that was Simple Minds with Don't You Forget About Me. And that one takes me, oh well, just takes me right back to my teenage years and watching all the John Hughes films that I could possibly watch. I wasn't a massive fan of Simple Minds, but I just really loved that one because of course that's part of the Breakfast Club, isn't it?
Yeah, it also reminds me of that Futurama episode where the dog gets left behind.
I don't know that one.
It's like the saddest episode of Futurama, where basically Fry says, oh, the dog wouldn't wait for me if I was like plummeted into the future. And then you just watch this scene of this dog waiting for him for years and years and years.
Very sad.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so we're jumping around and we had Ryan Gosling singing I'm Just Ken before that, because that was my all-out hit film obsession of the year, Barbie and Ryan Gosling. Anyway, back to pantomimes. We've been telling you why we have pantomimes and where they've come from, but we need to do a couple of minutes on where you can go and see pantomime.
Yes, and the first one, actually we have referenced it already, it is the classic Dick Whittington, which is on at the Queen's Theatre starting this month from the 23rd. So this is one of the earliest ones, but it ends at the end of December, so it doesn't go into January this year. They are describing it as a perfect magical rags to riches tale. Obviously there's a cat in it. Join plucky Dick Whittington and trusty cat on their quest for fame and fortune. Arriving in London, disaster strikes as the streets aren't paved with gold but overrun with rats unleashing hell across the city. So as Dick sets out on exciting escapades far afield, he's going to need more than the help of a Cherry Bakewell and cheeky cook Sherry Trifle if he's going to fulfill his magical destiny to become Mayor of London. I like the idea of cheery cook Sherry Trifle. I think that is the dame, isn't it?
It is.
So yeah, the prices there are £13 to £35 per adult. The prices vary on where you sit in the auditorium and whether or not you're a child, adult. Have different fees as well. You can book the tickets at queenstheatre.co.uk. There's also a series of other types of performances. So there is a touch tour on the 9th of December, an audio described tour, performance on Saturday, the 9th of December also. There's a BSL performance on the 9th of December and a dementia-friendly performance on the 14th of December and a relaxed Sen autism-friendly performance on the 14th of December.
Nice. Yep. Over at the Brookside Theatre, you can see The Little Mermaid from the 8th to the 23rd of December. Book your tickets at brooksidetheatre.com. Prices range from around £23 for adults, £19 for children. And they describe it as, in a magical kingdom beneath the sea, the beautiful young mermaid Ariel longs to leave her ocean home to live in the world above. Ariel, King Triton's youngest daughter, wishes to pursue the human Prince Eric in the world above, bargaining with the evil sea witch Ursula to trade her tail for legs. And the bargain is not what it seems, of course, and Ariel needs the help of her colourful friends Philander the Fish, Scuttle the Seagull and Sebastian the Crab to restore order under the sea. And then that kind of like, you have to start singing Under the Sea. So that's if you're interested in a different kind of pantomime, The Little Mermaid.
That is the official Disney pantomime for The Little Mermaid as well. So hopefully there will be some songs in that you recognise too. Over at the Thameside Theatre, we have Jack and the Beanstalk, again referenced already. That is from the 1st of December until the 7th of January. You can book tickets at thameside-tickets.themesidetheatre.com. Prices vary between £21 for an adult, £17.50 for a child, or £70 for a family of four. That is priced on Saturday night. They go a bit lower than that as well. They say, get ready to roar with laughter and cheer our hero Jack on his magical journey to Cloudland as he battles to save his best friend Daisy the cow.
Not a princess, but a cow.
Obviously. Friends with cows, always.
Yeah, why not?
As always, there'll be spectacular scenery, dazzling costumes, amazing special effects, and lots of audience participation. With a fabulous cast featuring some familiar faces and the biggest giant in Pantoland, it won't cost you a bag of magic beans, but it will be fee-fi-fo-fun for everyone.
Lovely.
So book your tickets now. They also have a couple of special performances. You've got a relaxed one on the 7th, a BSL one on the 10th. And there is a prank performance
what
for ages 16
mean?
plus. So this is like the adult pantomime performance. So I imagine that might be a little more saucy. And it's on at 7 p.m.
the
between
prank
the 5th
performance.
And 7th of January.
If you don't want to be pranked, don't go along to that one.
No.
Over in Colchester, the Mercury Theatre is sharing the delights of Sleeping Beauty this year from the 25th of November till the 14th of January. Book tickets at mercurytheatre.co.uk. Prices vary between £10 to £42. Once upon a time in Colchesteria, Princess Luna is turning 18, but all celebrations have been banned by her wicked aunt Carabosse, who is determined to stop Luna from taking her rightful place as queen. Carabosse tricks her niece into pricking her finger on a spinning needle, cursing her into everlasting sleep. Only true love's kiss can break the curse and wake the princess. Now it's up to her friends, Fairy Fizz, Dame Maris Piper and Spud, to find her prince, defeat the evil Carabosse and save Luna. Will the curse be lifted? Will true love conquer all? Join them and find out. If you want to attend a relaxed performance, there's one on the Thursday the 7th of December. There's also an open relaxed schools performance on Saturday the 6th of January. There's a BSL performance on Friday the 8th and Saturday of December and Saturday the 6th of January. And there's an audio described performance on Saturday the 9th with a touch tour at 12:30 and also Saturday the 13th. And there's a captioned performance on Saturday the 9th at 7 p.m. and Saturday the 13th at 2 p.m. So again, lots of different types of showings for everyone. And obviously lots of theatres are really thinking about this now, aren't they?
Yeah, it's lovely that they are actually. And finally, we are just going to list one for the Brentwood Theatre. It's not a pantomime, but instead it's a lovely Christmas musical. So definitely worth a mention. So if you're not really into the pantomimes, between the 15th and 24th of December, you can go to the Brentwood Theatre and see. Oh, I haven't put the name. What is the name of
Yeti?
This? Is it called Yeti?
I don't know.
I think it is.
No, it's not. I don't. What's it called?
I'll explain what it is, and then we'll tell you the name of the performance. From the creative team behind the acclaimed The Night Before Christmas and The 12 Days of Christmas comes a brand new musical adventure featuring two penguins, Jack Frost and a Yeti. Gwen is the finest of North Pole's penguin postal officers. Thank you very much. Hopper is the newest, he thinks maybe. Together they are responsible for getting all of the posts to the right place at the right time. But when Jack Frost doesn't get his post, winter doesn't arrive. And without winter, will there be a Christmas? Can Gwen and Hopper get things back on track to save winter? Join our two penguin posters as they set out on a journey to discover the magic of the most festive season of all. Suitable for all the family. For school or group bookings for 15 or more tickets, you need to inquire directly with the theatre box office.
I think it's called Let It Snow.
Let It Snow. The lovely musical
from the
Christmas.
Yes, from the 15th
Theatre.
To the 24th. Yeah, Let It Snow. Nice. Well, there you go. There's a little roundup of pantomimes. And there are more beyond those ones that we can find out and tell you about as well. But let's get back to my playlist. And this, I love waking up to this song. I love this woman's voice. But also, just this is the kind of song that you want to put on first thing in the morning, particularly when it's a bit dark in this time of year. You just listen to this as you're waking up in the morning and it just will fill you with just glorious warming feeling. So have a listen to this one.
That sunny morning waiting on us now. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. We can be very free. Just take it from me, honey child. Let me tell you now, child. That morning sun to greet us with a loving light. So so warm. That morning sun is here to meet us, waiting on the waking up of everyone. She ain't gonna quit till you're smiling now. Let me tell you, child. Let me tell you, honey, child, that morning sun has come to greet you. She's peeking round the corner, just waiting just to meet you, shining down on all your troubles. Let me tell you, child. Let me tell you, honey, child, 'cause this world wasn't made for dreaming. This world wasn't made for you. This world made for believing in all the things you're gonna do now, honey, child. Let me tell you now, child, you're gonna do now, honey, child. Let me tell you now, child. Ah, honey, child. Let me tell you now, child. Ah, honey, child. Let me tell you, child. Thank you.
makes me sad. It makes me mad at you for loving what is you. Eyes without a face. Eyes without a face. Eyes without a face. Got no human grace. Your eyes without a face.
Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% 25% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit sehbac.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Keeps a hand on the gun, you can't trust anyone. I was so sure what I needed was more. Tried to shoot out the sun. The days when we raced, we flew off the page. Such damage. I made it through, 'cause somebody knew I was meant for someone. So girl, leave your boots by the bed. We ain't leaving this room. But somewhere cover me up and know you're enough to use me for good. Put your faith to the test when I tore off your dress in Richmond all night. I sobered up and I swore off that stuff forever this time. And your lover say I thought it'd be me who helped him get home. But home was a dream, one I'd never seen till you came along.
And that was Jason Isbell with Cover Me Up. And I first came across him when I was doing some stuff with the Americana Awards, I think. And I just really liked that soulful. I really do have a bit of a niche like around Americana and blues and country and stuff. So I love that. He's an American singer, songwriter and actor, and he's known for his solo career and his work with the band 400 Unit as a member of the Drive By Truckers for 6 years. And he also has won 4 Grammy Awards. Outside of music, he's appeared in roles in television such as Squidbillies and Billions, and as well as in films Deadwood the Movie and Killers of the Flower Moon. His most recent album with his band, the 400 Unit, Weather Vanes, was released in June of this year. So if you like that, that was Jason Isbell. Before that, we had... what did we have before that? I can't remember. Oh, Billy Idol. Eyes Without Face. Can't go anywhere without Billy Idol.
And that's just the explanation.
That's just my
Billy Idol is here in the studio with us.
Yes, he is. He's always in my pocket.
He's always here.
Yes, I mean he's been with me since I was 11. Billy Idol. I love him. I just love him. And I went to see him with my friend. 2018, 2019, something like that. At the Brixton.
Is he still gigging?
Yes, he is.
Okay,
don't say it like that. Of course he is.
I just don't hear about him in the mass media very often.
Well, he's there. If you followed him on Instagram and stuff,
okay, I'll follow him on Instagram, so I keep updated.
He's doing brilliantly. He did a thing with Miley Cyrus. You know, he's just. I mean, he's a granddad, and he spends a lot of time posting about his grandchildren. But he's lush. Just makes him all the more real to me. Anyway, that was Billy Idol. Shall we do some local events?
Yes. So what do we have coming up? Christmas, obviously. We have our last Yay Mates.
Yay!
Before Christmas. And we're going to have a little bit of a party.
Yay!
And because it's the last one, we are going to have a little bit of networking knowledge profile. So we've got Nicola from Blue Serif coming to give us a little talk on social media.
Fab. Did you see Blue Serif did a nice little thing for charities the other week?
No, I didn't.
Yes. They were posting about it last week. They did a social media, get into social media, how to manage social media, what your messages, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, no, I did. I shared that.
I know. Yeah. I shared it, and then I reposted it and said, Matt, when can I come? I work for a charity.
Hello.
So that looked like that was really good. They are very, very generous with their advice and support, Blue Serif.
Yeah, and lovely people as well.
Yes, they are.
So they're going to do a small talk for us about social media, and then we're going to have some fun playing games. So we've had members of Dicing with Life, which is a board game community, coming and joining us at Yay Mates every month. So they're going to give back some gaming fun to us. So
cool.
That'll be really nice.
And fingers crossed. I'm going to try and get there.
Yeah, come. I'm going to see if we can get some Christmas drinks and nibbles as well.
Nice.
So that will be December the 6th from 6 until 7:30 at the usual place, which is the Brentwood Theatre, and it's free to join. And you just need to book on the Yay Mates Eventbrite, which will probably be up in a week or so.
Cool.
What else is on?
What else? So what is this? Treasure or Treason escape room? Do you like an escape room?
I'm okay with escape rooms. I'm not very good at them.
I've never done one. My child has done quite a few of them. They really like them. But if you're interested in Treasure or Treason between the 29th of November and the 3rd of December, so if you're not a panto person and you like to be a bit more active, then you can book out a 45-minute time slot on Eventbrite for £10 for up to 4 people to play together. And this is this at the Cloud?
So this is at the Mercury Shopping Centre. The Cloud is the room that's on the fourth floor that nobody knows about.
Ah.
So it's also another reason to go and do something in a space that you're not usually in.
Yeah.
So sometimes we have events and green rooms and stuff. It is literally a small room on the fourth floor. We take you there by special lift.
Well, even that.
Yeah.
Just going by special lift. Anyway, the room takes you on a fun journey to the past where intriguing facts and stories lead you to real treasure. Can you beat the clock and will you get the best time? This is an immersive, high-quality immersive space with quirky sounds and unique atmosphere to have fun with your friends, and particularly if you're not the big panto fan. Treasure or Treason is an escape room developed by immersive artist Hannah Davis. Oh, she's amazing.
Yes.
And Kaleidoscope LGBTQIA+ youth group for 16 to 24 year olds in Havering, and all money from the ticket sales will go towards activities for the youth group next year. This sounds lush.
Yeah, it'll be really fun. I've not actually seen the room yet, but I have seen Hannah Davis making octopus tentacles. And that's all you need to know.
If Hannah's designed it and made it, it's going to be spectacular. That sounds brilliant.
And there's only limited places, so I think there's up to 20 spaces to go and play that game.
Right, okay.
We might be able to bring it back in January, but we're not sure yet. So if you want to go and do that escape room, book as soon as possible.
How do we book again?
That is on Eventbrite. So if you search Treasure or Treason on Eventbrite, it should come up.
Fab.
Next on our list, there's Victorian Christmas Walking Tours in Colchester. Isn't that lovely?
That is lovely.
That's every Sunday until
Wrap up
Christmas.
Warm.
Yeah, from 7 p.m. in the evening. And it starts at the Mercury Theatre coffee shop. And it is £17 to go on that walk. And it is described as the enchanting world of Victorian Colchester with a Christmas-themed tour. Immerse yourself in the origins of our modern holiday traditions as we explore the historic streets of Colchester, gain a fascinating insight into the city's history and development during Victorian era, exploring its impressive landmarks and cultural heritage. Learn about the social, economic and technological changes that shaped the city's growth. It also includes a glass of mulled wine and a mince pie.
Sounds like you're going to learn a lot from the person who's leading that tour.
It's being led by Colchester Walking Tour. So I believe all of the facts will be true.
And you believe they will be.
And dressed as a Victorian, I would say, just to make the most out of
it. Yeah, absolutely. There's a Christmas character trail in Brentwood, Shenfield and Ingatestone from the 18th of November, from now until the end of December. It's free. Can you find all 10 festive characters across Brentwood, Shenfield and Ingatestone? Discover them all and enter the weekly prize draws. The trail is open now and you can download the map at brentwoodconnected.co.uk/Christmas character trail. Are they across, have you looked at that? I haven't looked at that yet. Are they across like shopping centres, shop spaces?
Yeah, I found one today, which was Crown Street.
Yeah. Don't tell.
There is the first clue. Go over to
There's
Crown
one
Street,
in Crown Street.
But you have to go to Brentwood, Shenfield and Ingatestone.
Yes,
so
you do to get
you
them
need
all.
To do your travelling.
Yes.
There's also a giant snow globe popping up across those three places as well. And in December on the 9th, you can see it at the Bay Tree Shopping Centre in Brentwood. And there'll be free family photo opportunities with special character appearances. That's from 11 till 4. And then it moves over to Ingatestone on the 10th between 12 and 6. Actually, there's something more exciting going on in Ingatestone that day. As well as the snow globe being there, there is the Ingatestone Christmas Market.
Nice.
Which sounds amazing.
I shall be going to that one.
Yeah, so that is a full day of crafty fair type stuff and events and occasions. So snow globe. There's also a variety of items being sold: crafts, gifts, jewellery, toys, cold food including cakes, pies, cheeses, sausages, bacon, pickles, chutneys.
Emphasize the cheeses?
Cheese. There will be hot food available including a hog roast, burgers, the deli's pizzas, German sausages, waffles, donuts and a lot more.
Nice.
There'll be mulled wine, prosecco, flavoured gins, vodkas, and inside the community centre there'll be more stalls selling a variety of Christmas items.
What's not to love? Obviously everybody's done their Christmas shopping by the 10th of December, but if there are a few things that you need to go and get, then head along to that, because that sounds amazing.
I think
amazing.
That's just a time to hang out and be Christmassy, right?
It is.
A whole day of just like Christmassy stuff.
I'm going to go. Are you
going
to go?
Well, it's on a Sunday, so we'll be here.
Can we go for a bit, though?
Yeah, we can go there and
Why
then come here.
Just sure. Let's go. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's
we'll do
it.
We'll do the show live from a call-in.
Yeah. Let's do that. That sounds really cool. Have you also noticed, I don't know, I've been in other places around the UK and I've seen other Christmas fairs and markets and celebrations and things. And one of the things that is creeping into a few cities is the open fire pit marshmallow toasting stall.
Oh, I've not seen
that. That's a thing this year.
I like the idea of an open fire outside.
It's like you can lean your small child over an open fire at the end of a marshmallow stick. Yeah, I literally saw somebody put their child...
It's the marshmallow that melts and their face.
Anyway, I saw this on Friday. Somebody lifted their child up and stuck them on the edge of the open fire pit.
No.
And I thought, really? Anyway, just nice. So let's have another bit of music. And let's have another couple of bits of music, actually. We've got a bit of time. This is, oh my goodness. So this when my kids were younger, we had German au pairs live with us because we're German, and that's the thing that we like doing.
being German,
and to try and get somebody in my English German family to speak German. And we had about 7 au pairs over the years, and we loved it. We really loved having young people living in the house with us. It was really brilliant. And one of them was our favourite. Well, they were all brilliant, but one of them stood out, Paula. And we went back to see her in Berlin a couple of weeks ago, and she's a bit of a favourite of ours. And when she left, we played her the saddest song that we could find by one of our favourite bands that she'd had to listen a lot to when she was staying with us. So the band is Snow Patrol. This song is You Could Be Happy, and honestly she was we like did it on purpose to make her cry when she left.
Oh, God.
Because we're nice like that. But anyway, this is Snow Patrol, another long-term favorite band of mine who've now sadly split up, which is like, yes they have. It's kind of
when did that happen?
About a month ago. It's kind of slightly devastating. Me, I haven't wanted to talk about it until now. And now I feel like I need to, but let's have a listen to You Could Be Happy.
Could be happy and I won't know, but you weren't happy the day I watched you go, and all the things that I wish I had not said are played in loops till it's madness in my head. Is it too late to remind you how we were? And not our last days of silent screaming blur. Most of what I remember makes me sure I should have stopped you from walking out the door. You could be happy, I hope you are. You made me happier than I'd been by far. Somehow everything I own smells of you, and for the tiniest moment it's all not true. Do the things that you always wanted to, without me there to hold you back. Don't think, just do. More than anything, I want to see you, girl. Take a glorious bite out of the whole world.
Hello. Ooh. I say, how about a little kiss? Don't be unkind.
There you go. Back to back, we had Snow Patrol, You Could Be Happy, which is anything but happy. It's a very sad song. And then to perk us up again, we had The Divine Comedy with Something for the Weekend. And I played that because one of my favourite songs is called The Happy Goth, because that's what I used to play when I was a goth. And The Divine
Comedy. You're a happy one.
I was a happy goth. So that I really loved that when I was a goth myself, and that was written and performed by The Divine Comedy. And then also about 2 years ago on the radio show, we had, some of you long-term listeners might remember this, I had a lines of separation between you and somebody else. So you know the Kevin Bacon 7 degrees of separation thing.
Yeah.
So I had
7 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yes, I had 7 degrees of Neil Hannon, who's the lead singer of the Divine Comedy, and I tracked him down. I didn't get Neil, but I got a message from Neil through his pianist and other band member. I'm just trying to remember his name. Isn't that awful? I can't remember his name. I think he was called Andrew. And Andrew Skeet, who came on the show, and we had an interview and we talked to him, and it was really, really cool. And he got a message from Neil onto the show. So I was like, oh, 7 degrees of separation between me and Neil Hannon.
Like, I'm here with your happy goth.
Exactly. And Andrew Skeet's amazing.
To you.
Yeah, really brilliant. Really loved having him on the show. And he knew a friend of my sister's, and that's how we all kind of did that thing. Yeah. Anyway, so that was just to remind us that if we ever got to do a 7 degrees of separation again, that would be good fun.
Yes.
But in the meantime, we've got some news of funding that's happening in Essex at the moment.
Yeah, so this is definitely worth mention for all of you artist listeners. The Essex Culture Fund is back, and you can apply for a grant between £2,500 and £30,000. Woo! I feel like there should be a round of applause for the amount of money that you can apply for. So Essex Culture Fund is now in its third fund round, and they're welcoming applications from a broad range of disciplines across arts, culture, heritage, and other things in Essex. Various projects previously supported include festivals, exhibitions, photography, film and digital projects, crafting, playwriting workshops. There is really a lot, and they are looking for more.
Fabulous.
Yes.
And you went to one of their open call discussion things, didn't you?
Yeah.
They've had a few of those, haven't they?
So I went to the open discussion about applications. They did have one-to-one surgery sessions. Unfortunately, they're now fully booked.
Oh, okay.
But you can ask any questions at culture@essex.gov.uk.
Yeah.
But basically, they're saying that they're open to all ideas. You can apply whether you're just an artist alone as a sole trader, or you can apply as an organisation. You don't have to necessarily be a corporated group. You could be a constituted group of artists that want to work together to do something. You can work with other people. They are asking that there is an element of match funding in your application, so I think it was 10%.
Okay, that's changed from last time then, because it wasn't compulsory.
It's an expectation, but not compulsory. So
okay,
they're
that
saying
means
that,
just, that means you need to have it.
Yeah,
you'll be more successful if you've got match funding.
Yeah, but they did speak heavily about in-kind match funding, which is good. So if, for example, you're putting in a lot of voluntary hours, or maybe you're working with a venue that's happy to give you a space for free, you can use that as an in-kind support.
Absolutely. As a rule of thumb, in-kind funding is budget relieving for your project, so you absolutely should try and get as much in-kind support as possible.
Yes.
They're also interested in, they've funded quite a lot of the coastal areas, Tendring, Colchester kind of area,
Basildon, and
a little bit of Harlow. So they're interested in making sure their geography goes a bit broader and a bit deeper.
Yes. So they are the key areas of the fund. However, they have suggested that they'd like applications from other regions in Essex. They've also highlighted that they would like to work with younger people, and there's some other key aspects that you can find out more about on exploreessex.com/culture/arts-culture-fund. So definitely recommend that you read through the guidance. It's not too heavy, but it will just give you some key pointers of some of the themes that they would like you to look at. Another one of the themes is economic. So if your project would help people get jobs, or maybe help the creative industries, they're also very keen to hear from you. You do need to submit your application by 11:59 on Monday the 11th of December, so don't leave it too late. It's not very long, only a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And they have also suggested, if you're working with partners, that you speak to them sooner rather than later and make sure that everyone is agreed on what you're planning as part of your application. When you have put your application in, you won't be told about the outcome until February 2024. So bear that in mind. Mm-hmm. And the project cannot start until April 2024. So you are looking at projects that won't start until the spring next year.
Yeah. Okay, let's have a bit more music then. And this is Ports. This is an Irish band that I met when I was working over in Northern Ireland and really loved their sound. Heard them at Stendal Festival. Then they went on an Australian tour and came back and did a few gigs in London. Haven't heard a huge amount from them recently, but they are doing bits and pieces. But this is The Few and Far Between.
Cast a light. Show me someone that still believes these ones are few and far between. Oh, 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 oh. Oh.
FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella!
The most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back at the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Book now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Not ready for that yet.
A little prelude.
Oh, that one's coming. That one's coming in a minute, though. That's nice. But look, it's we're at the end of the show. We don't have any more time.
It's gone really, really quick.
So let's say goodbye.
Yes. Happy birthday for tomorrow,
thanks.
Claire.
Thanks.
I would burst into song, but we don't have enough time.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yeah, we have to play. Oh, no, not that one. Altered Images. Yeah. Have to play the Altered
All
Images.
Of them.
All of them. Now, what are you doing next week? Because I'm away.
So I'm joined by Spencer in the show, and we're going to talk all things Christmas film. We're going to talk about light shows as well, because we didn't get a chance today, and probably some other bits and bobs as well.
Cool. Let's get out of the chair then, because we're handing over to Nigel with the best soul and funk to get you dancing in your living room and kitchen this evening. And we're going to leave you with some Fleetwood Mac as my last choice for today. I've been Claire.
And I've been Natalie, and this has been the Arts Programme on Phoenix FM.
To my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can a child in my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my
hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.